Good morning. Welcome on Palm Sunday, as well as the blessing of having Ryan Volkman with us this morning, candidate for Pastor of Music and Worship. So I greet you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lots of people that we haven't seen in a little while, and several guests, and several people came back from Florida, and Mike Meyer is present. So his part of his family brought him over. Over from Brian. So welcome to you all. There is a picture on the screen coming up that Ryan is here. He is actually settling into the home that they purchased down in the Tenora School District, not too far away. But his family is still down in Texas until the end of the school year. I tried to get a video, but the video just wasn't going to work. You may stand up, please. I forgot that part. He's in the picture. So his wife, Stanka, and their two boys, Daniel is 8 and Philip is 4, but going into kindergarten this fall. They're going to finish the school year down in Texas and then come back up, and Ryan is tasked with getting the home all set up. But only half of their stuff has come up. So he's sleeping on the fold-out sofa because the bed's still down in Texas. But it's good to have you here. Ryan helped plan the service. He picked the music and put together the prayer, and he is preaching this morning. So thank you for being here. Please turn to page 5 in your bulletin. Couple of new notes in here. Some of the details for the summer mission trip have now been finalized. Most importantly, the date of June 27th through July 1st. And we will hopefully be installing doors, windows, and siding the home. So if you can make that, there will be a sign-up sheet on the bulletin board. And then you can read about the Help Build Hope project on May 14th. We're partnering with Help Build Hope and Habitat in Fulton County. And on that day, we're looking for 80 to 100 volunteers of any age and ability. I say any age, but I guess you have to be older than 5. But you can come, and we're going to frame all of the walls, exterior and interior, for the next Habitat home that's going to be built in Wauseon this summer. The Gift Gals have their next outing on April 20th. And then please note, if you are a senior citizen, Archbold High School is offering their luncheon once again on April 29th. And the God Wink story, Jocelyn is here to offer an announcement about that. And then Jeff Rutledge is going to appear from somewhere. I thought you said the tunnel. So.
Good morning, everyone. It's nice to see so many people here. So for those of you that haven't heard already about the God Wings devotional, Carol DeVries stopped into the office several weeks ago and said, you know, I have this idea that was inspired by Pastor Eric's sermon about God Wings and knowing that God is in control of everything. She said, can we put together a devotional booklet? I said, okay, sure. So we've already received several stories. They're phenomenal. It's been great and very humbling to hear them and read them. But after some feedback, we've decided to make all of the submissions anonymous inside the booklet because a lot of people have those stories they want to share but don't necessarily want their name linked to them because they are so personal, but still want to share those with everyone. We'll have like a contributors list at the back of the book, so everyone's names will be listed. It just won't necessarily be with your story. Additionally, I've had a couple of people come to me saying, you know, I'd really like to participate in this, but I'm not a writer. If that's the case and you do have a story you want to share, let Carol or myself know and we'll sit down and transcribe it for you. So get in touch with one of us if you're interested in contributing and we'll get you more information. Thank you.
Hello, friends. I have a special message for the high school age crowd here in worship today. We're going to start with a few questions from the game Worst Case Scenario, which we happened to play a couple months ago in the class along with some other lessons. But would you rather wake up to find tarantulas in your bed, clean the exterior windows of a skyscraper, or ride in a canoe over Niagara Falls? What do you think? Norm, what would you rather do?
I don't like heights.
So. you're in the canoe with Pastor Eric, huh? That's what he chose over Niagara Falls.
I don't like heights.
Good. Good. Well, the Bernass and the Rutledges are your teachers for the senior high class, and we want to invite those youth to join us each Sunday morning at 9:15 upstairs. We're going to tackle some of life's tough questions. You know, those were a little bit funny questions that we tackled that day, but we're going to look at some real, maybe worst-case scenarios that you might go through in life. Since September, we've met every Sunday for food, fellowship, and a time of sharing. We typically use streaming video from Real Life Right Now Media. And in the past, we covered such topics as faith while being challenged with difficult circumstances. We've taken some in-depth looks at the Bible, the Trinity, sin, salvation, and worship, all placed in a modern-day setting like those you might experience at work or school. Currently, we're finishing up a series called I Am, and exploring I Am statements found in the Gospel of John, such as I am the bread of life, the light of the world, the door, and the vine. We've observed and discussed the power of each statement and how it applies to life today. And this series finishes the week after Easter with the lesson, I Am the Resurrection. On May the 1st, we start the Greater Than series from Francis Chan, and I want to invite you to Sunday school next weekend, but certainly to start the new session on May 1st, go Greater Than from Francis Chan. Francis walks us through his own difficult childhood to help us understand that God is greater than any pain, sin, or hardship that we might encounter in this life. We've got a short video to share with you.
The very first words of the Bible are, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth." Do you believe that? This used to be something that people would just take for granted and say, well, of course, everything was created by God. Look at the design. But we're growing up in a different time. And now we're told that this might not be an option. But the question is, what do you really believe? And have you even thought about it? Because fewer and fewer people are taking time to think through the bigger questions in life. You know, we live in a real busy time with a lot of multitasking where we jump from one thing to another. And when's the last time you really just sat down and were quiet and really thought through, is there a purpose to my existence?
We're trying so hard to get it all right, but only feel lonely at the end of the night. Well, I wanna be somewhere away from this place, yeah, somewhere just a little closer to grace.
Greater than coincidence, greater than your past, greater to live for. We invite the high schoolers to join us and examine these questions and find some answers each Sunday at 9:15. We're going to tackle those topics and might even talk a little bit of tarantula, skyscrapers, and canoeing. So, thank you.
For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. If you get a chance today, I encourage you to look at 1 Peter chapter 1. It talks about praise to God for living hope, and a little bit later on about being holy. But listen to the verses in 18 and 19, and it says, "For you know that it was not with perishable things, such as silver or gold, that you were redeemed from the empty way of life handed down to you from your forefathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect." Our call to worship is, thank you, Jesus, for the blood. Listen, sing along with us, however you would like to worship.
I was running out of time. Hear from Psalm 118. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Let Israel say, his love endures forever. Open for me the gates of the righteous, and I will enter and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord through which the righteous may enter. I will give you thanks, for you answered me. You have become my salvation. The stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. The Lord has done this. And it is marvelous in our eyes. The Lord has done it this very day. Let us rejoice and be glad. Lord, save us. Lord, grant us success. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. From the house of the Lord, we bless you. The Lord is God, and he has made his light shine on us. With bows in hand, join in the festal procession up to the horns of the altar. You are my God, and I will praise you. You are my God, and I will exalt you. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Let us pray. Oh, dear Lord, as we enter this holy week, we ask that you would turn our hearts, our very selves, to your Son, Jesus Christ, to his life and to his death and to his resurrection. So that when we hear the story again, when we hear it anew, it would stir up our faith, it would stir up our hearts, and that we would not only praise you then with our lips, but follow you completely with our whole selves, and you as our Lord and as our King. Amen.
Please rise if you are able, and join us as we sing about Psalm 118, verses 1 and 28. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Casting Crowns wrote music to Glorious Day, Living He Loved Me, but most of the words actually come from an old hymn written by John Wilbur Chapman back in 1908, a beautiful song of Christ's life, sacrifice, and his coming again. Please join us in Glorious Day.
Thank you.
I invite the children to come forward to the steps for the children's message. One was ready. Don't run over the people in the aisle. We're here for good news. So if there are any plumbers in the congregation, you can go to Ryan's home and fix their hot water because they evidently don't have any. No hot water, no warm water. Well, good morning to you all.
Good morning.
Thank you. This children's message is ideal for those of you that have a hard time sitting still. It is Palm Sunday, and we are going to do a palm processional. See all those green things right behind me?
Yeah.
Those are palm branches, and the symbol of the palm branches is to remind us that Jesus rode a donkey, entered into the city of Jerusalem, and they threw him a parade. They took off their cloaks, and they laid it down on the road. They cut branches and laid the branches down on the road as Jesus rode in, and they shouted, "Hosanna, Hosanna," because it was a parade, because they were welcoming Jesus in as the king. And so we share these palm branches with you. Would you two like to help me pass out palm branches, please? Thank you. It's almost Easter. Look at the small one just for, I tell you. You're going to walk too, so you need one as well. Got that? You get your own. You're welcome. Here you go. Everybody gets a palm branch. You're welcome.
It's wet.
It's wet. That kept it nice and green. But Ryan, they were in cold water, okay? It's almost Easter next Sunday, and that's why we have the palm processional. Now, we did this at 8 o'clock, and I forgot. When you are walking with the palm branch, you have to put it up as high as you can in the air. Can you practice putting it up high? And you want to wave it around as we walk. Okay? Now, do we have any fifth graders up here?
No.
Fourth graders?
Yes.
You're in fourth grade?
No, I'm almost
there. Third grade? Come here, Carson. You get to lead the way. Okay? Any other? No more third graders? There you go. Alexa? Not Alexa. Sorry about that, Dawson. I did that earlier, too. How about second graders? First graders? You move down the hall a little bit, down the aisle. We got our first graders. How about kindergartners next? Oh, we got a new one. Okay, we start singing. You're supposed to all follow the big kids. Follow the big kids. You coming? Pardon me? I don't know that the Easter Bunny is coming here, but I know that I think there are Easter eggs coming. But more importantly, we're going to worship on Easter. So I want you to take these palm branches home with you. Try not to bother the people sitting in front of you too much with them. But do you know that in the olden days, like prior to 2000, there were people in church that had feathers on the end of long poles. And when they saw somebody falling asleep in church, they would walk up and they would tickle the person's ear with that feather to wake them back up. So if you have these palm branches in the pew and you see someone in front of you start to fall asleep, you have my permission to tickle them awake. Hold up a little bit higher. Let's pray. Lord God, we thank you for the joy of children. We thank you for their helping us to celebrate Palm Sunday, to remember that these palms remind us of the shouts of Hosanna, that Jesus came into Jerusalem in the beginning of the week where he saved us through his death and through his resurrection. Bless these children. In Christ we pray. Amen. Be careful going back to your seats. Got it all? Come on. You got it. You get to keep that. Add that to your collection. Did you want these?